Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Charlie Jamison. Batting second. The second baseman, Carl Lind. Batting third. The center fielder, Sam Langford. Batting fourth. The shortstop, Joe Sewell. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Lou Fonseca. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Homer Summa. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Johnny Hodapp. Batting eighth. The catcher, Luke Sewell. Batting ninth. The pitcher, George Uhel. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, George Uhel. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Johnny Mostill. Batting second. The first baseman, Bud Clancy. Batting third. The second baseman, Bill Hunfield. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Bill Barrett. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Alex Metzler. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Willie Kaum. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Bill Cecil. Batting eighth. The catcher, Buck Kraus. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Ted Blankenship. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Ted Blankenship. And now, play ball. Charlie Jamison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jamison hits a fly ball into left field. Metzler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Carl Lind is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lind is called out on strikes. Two outs. Sam Langford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Langford hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Mostill. Langford reaches second base with a double. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Blankenship fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Johnny Mostill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mostill hits a fly ball into left field for a base hit. Bud Clancy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clancy bunts towards the mound. Uhel fields it and throws to first for the out. Mostill moves to second. One out. Bill Hunfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunfield hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Mostill scores. It's 1-0, White Sox. Bill Barrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barrett hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sewell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Hunfield moves to second. Two outs. Alex Metzler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzler hits a fly ball into center field. Langford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Lou Fonseca is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fonseca takes first base on ball 4. Homer Summa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Summa hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Fonseca moves to second. Johnny Hodapp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodapp hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Blankenship fields it and throws to third for the out. Summa moves to second. One out. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. There goes Summa trying to get to home. Barrett throws the ball into Hunfield who relays the ball to Kraus who tags Summa who's trying to score from second, for the out. Hodapp moves to third. Sewell moves to second. Two outs. George Uhel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Uhel hits a fly ball into center field. Ma still settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Indians nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Com hits a fly ball into left field. Jameson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Cecil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cecil hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hodapp fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Buck Krause is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krause hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Lynn settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning three, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Charlie Jameson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jameson is 0 for 1 in the game. Jameson hits a fly ball into center field. Ma still settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Carl Lind is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lind is 0 for 1 in the game. Lind hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Ma still. Lind reaches second base with a double. Sam Langford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Langford is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Langford hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Ma still. Langford reaches second base with a double. Lynn scores. It's Indians, 1, White Sox, 1. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0 for 1 in the game. Sewell hits a fly ball into center field. Ma still settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lou Fonseca is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fonseca is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Fonseca hits a fly ball into center field. Ma still settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 1, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Ted Blankenship is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blankenship hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Johnny Ma still is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ma still is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Ma still hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Lynn settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bud Clancy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clancy is 0 for 0 in the game. Clancy hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Uhel fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 1, and the White Sox 1. The Indians will come to bat. Homer Summa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Summa is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Summa hits a fly ball into right field. Barrett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny Hodapp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodapp is 0 for 1 in the game. Hodapp hits a fly ball into center field. Ma still settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Sewell bunts towards the mound. Blankenship fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 1, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Hunfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunfield is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Hunfield hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Jameson, who is chasing the ball. Hunfield reaches third base with a triple. Bill Barrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barrett is 0 for 1 in the game. Barrett strikes out. One out. Alex Metzler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzler is 0 for 1 in the game. Metzler hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 3-1, Indians. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Com is 0 for 1 in the game. Com takes first base on ball 4. Bill Cecil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Com. The throw from Sewell and he is out, Lind applying the tag. Two outs. Bill Cecil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cecil is 0 for 1 in the game. Cecil hits a fly ball into center field. Langford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. George Uhel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Uhel is 0 for 1 in the game. Uhel takes first base on ball 4. Charlie Jameson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jameson is 0 for 2 in the game. Jameson hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Com settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Carl Lind is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lind is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Lind hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Uhel moves to second. Sam Langford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Langford is 2 for 2 in the game, with two doubles. He's got one RBI. Langford strikes out. Two outs. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0 for 2 in the game. Sewell hits a fly ball into center field. Ma still settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Indians 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Buck Krause is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krause is 0 for 1 in the game. Krause hits a fly ball into center field. Langford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ted Blankenship is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blankenship is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Blankenship hits a fly ball into left field. Jameson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Johnny Ma still is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ma still is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Ma still hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Bud Clancy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clancy is 0 for 1 in the game. Clancy hits a fly ball into right field. Summa settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Lou Fonseca is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fonseca is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Fonseca hits a fly ball into left field. Metzler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Homer Summa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Summa is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Summa hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Johnny Hodapp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodapp is 0 for 2 in the game. Hodapp hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Summa moves to second. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Sewell hits a line drive for a double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Indians won. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Hunfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunfield is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got one RBI. Hunfield hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lynn scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill Barrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barrett is 0-for-2 in the game. Barrett hits a ball on the ground for a single. Alex Metzler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzler is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Metzler hits a fly ball into center field. Langford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Willie Kham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kham is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Kham hits a fly ball into center field. Langford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. George Uhel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Uhel is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Uhel hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cecil scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Charlie Jamieson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jamieson is 0-for-3 in the game. Jamieson hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Moss Dill. Jamieson reaches second base with a double. Carl Lind is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lind is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Lind hits a fly ball into center field. Moss Dill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Sam Langford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Langford is 2-for-3 in the game, with two doubles. He's got one RBI. Langford hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's Indians, 3, White Sox, 3. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0-for-3 in the game. Sewell hits a fly ball into center field. Moss still settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 3, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Cecil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cecil is 0-for-2 in the game. Cecil hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fonseca scoops it up and throws to first, with Uhel covering, for the out. One out. Buck Krause is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krause is 0-for-2 in the game. Krause hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lynn scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ted Blankenship is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blankenship is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Blankenship hits a pop-up towards short. Sewell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 3, and the White Sox 3. The Indians will come to bat. Lou Fonseca is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fonseca is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Fonseca hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hunfield scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Homer Summa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Summa is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Summa hits a fly ball into center field. Moss still settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Johnny Hodapp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodapp is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Hodapp hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Sewell takes first base on ball 4. Hoedap moves to second. George Uhel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Uhel is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Uhel hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sissel fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 3, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Johnny Ma still is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ma still is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Ma still hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bud Clancy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clancy is 0 for 2 in the game. Clancy bunts towards the mound. Uhel fields it and throws to first for the out. Ma still moves to second. One out. Bill Hunfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Ma still scores. It's 4-3, White Sox. Bill Hunfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunfield is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got one RBI. Hunfield strikes out. Two outs. Bill Barrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barrett is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Barrett hits a fly ball into left field. Jameson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Charlie Jameson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jameson is 1 for 4 in the game, with a double. Jameson hits a line drive into left field. Metzler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Carl Lind is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lind is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a double. Lind hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Ma still. Lind reaches second base with a double. Sam Langford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Langford is 3 for 4 in the game, with 2 doubles and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Langford takes first base on ball 4. Sarge Connolly now pitching. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0 for 4 in the game. Sewell hits a fly ball into center field. Ma still settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lou Fonseca is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fonseca is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk, Fonseca strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 4, and Cleveland Indians, 3. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.